Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shiurim in Mishlei. This is the fourth shiur, Siyata Dishmaya, based on the Sefer Beis Vad, which are chaburas on Vadim on Sefer Mishlei. And this shiur should be a special schus for Reb Daniel Simcha ben Chava Reizel. Everything good. Mishlei Perik Beis Pasuk Tezak the Pasuk Oz Tovin Tzedek Umishpat Umeisharim Kol Ma'agal Tov. Then you will understand righteousness and judgment and justice, fairness, and every good course. Ki savo chachma belivcha v'das l'nafshecha yinam. When wisdom enters your heart and knowledge becomes pleasant to your soul. Mizima tishmor alecha tivuna tinsereka. A wise design will watch over you, and understanding will safeguard you. In the earlier psukim, Shlomo HaMelech taught us, really to his son, because the book is talking of father to his son, Im tevakshena kekesef, if you seek for yiras shamayim like silver, then you're going to find it. Oz tavin yiras Hashem adas elokim timsa. Ki Hashem yitein chachma mipiv dasu sevuna. God is going to give you chachma, and from His mouth He's going to give you knowledge and understanding. In other words, in order to acquire Torah, you have to invest energy. And here He's teaching us that at the end, it's going to become part of you. After you learn Torah, that was Pasuk Psukim Dalet, Hey, Vav. And now in Pasuk Tes, Yud, Yud Aleph, He's telling us it's going to become part of you. Ki Savo Chachma Vilibecha, Pasuk Yud. The Chachma is going to be in your heart, El Toch HaLev. Like the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Ki Besaras Hashem Chavtza, Besarasa Yehege Yehman Velayla. First Torah is called Al Shmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then it's called Al Shmo. First is Torah Hashem, and then it's Torah Soy. It becomes part of the person. And that's Ma'ilas HaTorah, that it's Mat'ima L'Lev HaAdam. Torah fits into the heart of the person. And the Tachlis of Chachma is the Zivug between Chachma and the Nishmas of the Neshama of a person. And this Kesher is made through the Oneg of Asogas HaChachma, like the beautiful words of the Chazon Ish in his Igros u'Mechtov u'Migeres Yud, Kol Chochma Shekoyne Yesh Lo Kesher im Nishma Sa'odam V'Nevesh Sa'odam Mis'aneges Ala Chochma. Every Chochma that a person acquires has a Kesher with his Nishama, and the Nevesh of a person has Oneg, has pleasure from Chochma, and the Chochma takes root in the heart of its possessor, of its carrier. V'Nimea Kesher Bein Lev Ha'adam L'Chochmato Anu Korim Ahava, and this connection between the heart of a person and his Chachma, we call a love. And on this the Pasuk says, Ki Savo Chachma Vili Becha, the Chachma comes in a person's heart. And the Hemshech of the Pasuk is, Vidas Linafshecha Yin'am. Which means that the knowledge to his soul will become pleasant, be na'im. So why does Shlomo HaMelech say that the Chachma comes into the heart, Chachma v'libecha, and the das is l'nafshecha, goes into the nefesh? Why Chachma to the lev, and das to the nefesh? Nefesh is the chelek hatachton sheba adam. V'nefesh ki sechta. And it's called Nefesh because of Ratzon. Pasuk says, Avraham Avinu says to the Bnei Ches, Im Yeshes Nafshechem. So Mizeit Fundu, we see from here that Nefesh is Ratzon. And that's the lower part of the person, and a Nefesh who's Chote. So the Ratzon Haklali of the Nefesh is to live a good, pleasant life. The ruach is as we're going to see now, Ruach Chochma. There is this spirit of wisdom. The wisdom has a she'ifa to achieve this life of pleasantness. So you have the nefesh, which is the ratzon to live a pleasant life, the lower part of the person. And then you have the ruach, which has a she'ifa to achieve this lifestyle of goodness, pleasantness. And that's the ruach chochma, because the chochma knows how to get it. The chochma tells you how to make your life pleasant. But you also need das, because what das does is it takes this lofty chachma and it connects it to a person's life. Das is lashon chibur of adam yoda et chava ishto. Man knew his wife Chava. Das is chibur. After a person is filled with the spirit of chachma, the das is mechaber the chachma to the chaya ha-maisa, so it becomes one shleimus. So the nefesh is the ratzon, the ruach is the chachma, is the wisdom about how to fulfill the ratzonos, and then the das connects it to life. And on this the pasuk says, "Vayimale oto ruach Elokim." Talking about Bezalel when he built the Mishkan, God filled him with the Spirit of God, with Chachma, Tvuna, and Das. Chachma and Tvuna is theory, and Das is the Lamaisa. For example, a person learns a certain profession, he learns a certain craft. So first he learns theory, and then he goes and he does it. Person learns psychology, the science of the human mind and behavior. And then afterwards he has clients to whom he applies his knowledge and understanding. V'koach zeh shel hadat. So that's the das. The das is the practical, bringing it down to life. And that's what brings the ne'imus. What is the word? What is the shorish of the word na'im? Im, with, becoming with something, flowing along with the thing, with life. Yaakov Avinu said in his bracha to Yisachar, "Vayar menucha ki tov, ve'et haaretz ki na'ema, vayet shechmo lisbol, vayhi lamas oved." He saw that Menucha was good, that the earth was pleasant, and he leaned his shoulder over to take the heavy burden, and he became a very hard worker. So Yisachar understood the ne'imus of Torah, how pleasant Torah is, and he knew that he has to work hard. He saw how wonderful it is to be connected to Torah. Menucha ki tov, esaretz ki na'ima, and therefore vayet shichmo lizbol. He worked hard. That's how one gets the ne'imus. That's how you become im something, when you work hard at it. Im tevakshena kakesef, if you seek for it like silver, like money, if you go after chachma, if you go after yiras shemayim, you know what's going to happen in the end. V'das l'nafshecha yinam. Now we understand that the das is what's going to bring it down to the nefesh and make things pleasant for the nefesh. But that's talking about Olam Haba Dikazach, it's talking about Torah and Kedusha, Yerushalayim and Tefillah and everything good. However, what about Tanuge Olam Hazeh? Tanuge Olam Hazeh, at first, it's pleasant for a few moments. But then afterwards, a person gets sick of it. It says, Durachei Adarchei Noam, V'chol Nesivosei Ashalom. Ways are ways of pleasantness, and all of its pathways are peace. So we see that the essence of Torah is that it's matimah lenefesh ha'adam b'ofen hatov b'yoser. And therefore, we learn dinim in the Torah from this yisod, that the Torah is Bechreach Ne'ima Lagufa Nefesh. It has to be pleasant, and therefore in the Gemara in Sukkah, we want to say that a hirduf is a lulav, certain type of tree, and we say can't be. It's Durachet Darchei Noam. It's going to cause the person to have pain. It's going to be thorny. So can't be. Torah is pleasant. We also find that a Yavama who had children, and then the children died, we don't make her do Yibum. She was already Becheska's head there. It's not Durachet Darchei Noam to make her go back to her late husband's brother and have to do Yibum now. So you see, you even learn halachas, because that's what Torah is. Torah is matima l'ni'imut. That's what Torah is supposed to be. If it's not, then one isn't doing it correctly. And that's also learning Torah. Kol akorei b'lo ni'ima v'shona b'lo zimra alav akasav omer v'gam anin asati lem chugim lo tovim mishpatim lo yichyu b'hem. If a person learns without singing, then it's the pasuk we say about him is that I gave you laws that aren't good. The Medrash says that Vahike chaloso ledaber, that it says in the Medrash Rabbah, and Vahi biyom klos Moshe, klos miloshem kala, that divrei Torah has to be pleasant to a person like a kala. Does a guy love his kala? The night of the wedding, a guy's excited about his kala or not excited about his kala? Usually the chassan likes the kala. I've been to a few weddings, it seems the chassan's pretty excited about getting married to the kala. Torah has to be that exciting! It's not, something is missing. You have to show, a person has to feel that Torah is ni'ima l'nafsho. Zmiros hayuli chukecha beveis magurai, David HaMelech said in Psalms chapter 119, verse 54. Your chukim were like zmiros. So, it's wonderful. Torah is great. It's song. It's musical. Who doesn't like music? Everyone likes some type of music. On the other hand, it says that David was punished for saying that. So what's pshat? David was punished for saying Zmiros Hayelichu Kecha. Mitzad Echad, it remained in Tehillim. Sefer Tehillim still has Zmiros Hayelichu Kecha. Aval mitzad sheni, mitzad sheni. David was punished for saying that. The answer is because when he said it, he was talking about the pleasure of learning without Amel and Yegiyah, without the toil. And the Gemara is talking about, when the Gemara says that Torah should be pleasant, it should be a song, it's after you toil, after you work hard. And therefore, what pasuk did David HaMelech make a mistake on? What was his punishment? Because if he so, that they didn't carry the Aron, like we're told in Sefer Shmuel, when they brought the Aron back, they didn't carry it on their shoulders, they carried it on the wagon. And who doesn't know that pasuk? And David HaMelech made a mistake in that pasuk. What's that pasuk all about? Because if you so, you have to carry it on your shoulder. Torah has to be a burden. In the end, the Aron carries you. It's pleasant. But at the beginning, you have to carry the Aron. It has to be a heavy burden. And then the Nimus comes. After him, Tivakshena Kekesev, Uchamat Monach Tachpesena, then Os Tavin Yeretz Hashem, Edasa Elkim Timsa, Vashtem Yitain Chacham Mipiv Dasu Svuna. And what the Yetzirah is trying to give you is easy stuff. Arev liish lechem sheker v'achar yameo piu chatzatz. At first you have lechem sheker. At first it's nice, it's lechem, but it's false. It's pleasant, but it's false. And then in the end, it's disgusting. First ma'im genuvim yimtaku, says the pasuk in Mishlei. And in the end, no, it's not so great afterwards. If you look in Mishlei, in Perek Hes, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku, Velechem Sisarim Yinam, Velo Yoda Ki Refaim Sham, Beimke Shaol Kruel. But he doesn't know that dead men are there, that she invites, that those she invites are in the deepest places. These stolen waters aren't good. When things are easy, here it's talking about a woman who's seducing a man. When things are easy, things are fun, it's nice at the beginning, but in the end, it's death. So don't go for the easy. Chazanish writes in his letters, Kashir zacha adam lirot amitat metziuto itbarach, miyad nichnas bo ni'imut en ketz, v'nishmato ni'ima alav, v'nafsho ha'adina mit'atefet b'kdusha, ki'ilu pirsha miguf ha'achur, u'mishotetet b'shmei shamayim, v'chol ta'anugei ha'olam hazeh, ke'efes neged onek shel dveikut ha'adam li'yotzro itbarach. When a person is zocha to see the emes of the metzius of Hashem, he has a tremendous ni'imus, and his neshama is pleasant unto him, and his gentle soul is enveloped in holiness as if it has been left the impure, unclean body, and is floating in the heaven of heavens. And all the pleasures of this world are like nothing against the dveikus, the pleasure of the dveikus b'Hashem. Torah's ni'ima b'atzmusa. Torah's pleasure. What's this world? Shlomo HaMelech compares this world to an isha zona. So at the beginning, very nice. At the end, v'acharisa marakilana. At the end, it's very bitter, says Shlomo HaMelech. But Torah is like an isha tova, that the tova is constant. We say every day in Tefillah Shachris, lekel baruch nimos yitenu. We praise Hashem pleasantly, b'safa brura v'nima. The angels with a clear, well, it's also the angels and also in us, with a clear language and pleasant language, we praise Him. Because we're Mamlech Hashem, it has to be nice, it has to be pleasant for us. So Mirtz Hashem, we will continue next time, going further in this holy book, and hopefully we will live our lives with the Ne'imus of Torah always. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.